audience.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother,
dig it.
Stop it.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love.
Now for the Empowerment Hour here on Praise 107.9, presented by the Jacksonville Urban League and First Thursday Jacksonville. And now, here's your host, Dr. Richard Danforth of the Jacksonville Urban League and Larry Williams of First Thursday Jacksonville.
And happy Saturday, Jacksonville. Good morning, Duval. Hey, this is the Empowerment Hour. This is Larry Williams, your co-host, along with my co-host, Dr. Richard Danforth, president of the Jacksonville Urban League. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning.
And Jarman Leitner, the president of, she got so many titles, I don't know. She's president of almost everything. President of Harvest Intervention Services and First Thursday, Jacksonville. Good morning, Jarman.
Good morning.
Hey, we got some guests this morning in the studio, and somebody turned my mic down, but that's okay. We'll get it going here pretty soon. I don't know who's that was over here reaching across my deal, but I said, okay, we all good. I'm on number one. So, but we have a special guest this morning, and that's, we'll introduce him in this segment, this upcoming segment. First of all, we want to say thank God for the opportunity to be here another Saturday morning, and, you know, without the Lord on our side, where would we be?
Oh, okay.
All right. I had to borrow that line from Doc. You know, he's constantly preaching and praying, so that's a good thing. Hey, guys, what's going on in Jacksonville? There's a lot going on the national level, and hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about some of that this morning. But we got a lot of stuff going on locally. You know, last night I'm sitting there watching the television trying to find the Seahawks game on TV.
Seahawks.
I meant the Jaguars.
Yeah, no, that's tonight.
Oh, no, I couldn't find them there.
No, that's tonight.
But I understand that there was a shooting and a killing last night after one of the football games at Raines. Is that where it was?
Yes, I believe it was at Raines High School. There was a shooting incident.
Wow. I mean, come on. We can't even have our kids go out and enjoy themselves at a football game.
Of the season. I mean, we're excited about football for just the camaraderie, and we didn't. Don't want to have to go out and be unsafe.
Yeah, we don't want to be burying our children behind football games. And I know this had nothing to do with football. This has something to do with extracurricular things that go on in our community. And that's why we need to get a better hold on these gangs and start working with these young men and women and make them into successful citizens instead of, people out here taking other kids' lives. We got to get better, y'all.
Yes, absolutely. Present some more positive choices for them in their environment.
Absolutely. What's going on, Dr. Danford? You're sitting over there and looking mighty contrite. I think you must have had such a great week over there. We went to your function the other night at the Ritz Theater, and the Urban League was putting on a stakeholders deal. That was really impressive, Doc. We just got to meet some Hall of Fame football players. Cornelius Williams, I believe, was one of those guys. Daryl Green and Anthony Munoz. He was one of my favorite
Munoz.
He was one of my favorite football players. You don't see many guys that big and come out and go into broadcasting and doing the type of things that he's doing. But he looks like all three of them look like they could go out there and play some more football.
Well, at least they talk like it. Well, I tell you, I'm really troubled this morning. On yesterday, they had the two teenagers that received life for killing the drive-by shooting the toddler, little 22-month-old child.
Oh, yes, yes.
And the young men were 16 when it happened. And the judge brought down a life sentence, you know, with the possibility of parole in 25 years. And he said the possibility.
Mm-hmm.
And so on yesterday, over off of Fort Caroline, I'm in the barbershop, so we had a discussion. I mean, I just asked people in the barbershop, I say, what can we do about the shootings in Jacksonville? Okay? And a number of answers, but one of the patrons said, well, we can't do anything until the shooter does something. And so the responsibility lies in the person who is pulling the trigger. So it means that we've got to engage more of our young people, and I'm happy that I guess Leophorus Thomas Jr. is here with us this morning. Maybe he can give us more insight in some of the things that he's doing to help the young people in this community.
Well, absolutely, Doc, and it's always good to hear from the young people. I met Mr. Thomas at the function the other evening and listened to his testimony and was really moved by it, and I'm always praying that we find some young people in our communities who are willing to step forward and do some of the things that are necessary for us to be get back control of our communities and help our young people. They tend to listen to people that are more their age and have some of the same things in common. So
they're in gangs.
Yeah, well, that's
because
the truth.
They can relate.
Absolutely, absolutely. The gangs
accept it.
Yes, the gangs groom these young men into what they want them to be, and we're losing our young men to those gangs. And we got to stop this. I'm telling y'all, we got to stop this crap. It's going too far, and it's getting worse. And we're sitting up here being in compliance and complicit with it. So let's stop it. Stop it, Jarman. Hey,
hey.
Start early, right? Start intervening early, whether young and providing those positive opportunities young so that they won't be looking for that connection and that attention in the wrong places. So if we nurture them at a young age and develop their those skills, then hopefully that will reduce some
being attracted to
absolutely
these type activities.
Because and they're not other
we can't blame
attractive
on,
options for
yeah,
them,
but
though.
We can't blame it on rap music.
No.
Okay?
No.
We can't blame it on how they wear their hair
or their pants
and if
or
their
anything
pants are
else.
Down. So
you know, the one thing we need to do is stop passing the blame. You know, there's enough blame to go around. Let's find some positive solutions. We can and I keep and I'll say this until I die is that it all starts within our own households.
Yes.
You know, we start with our parents, each parent doing better for their children and each child doing better to be a productive citizen. But if we don't give these young people a choice, they're going to go with the choice that's most attractive to them, and gangs provide them with that opportunity, and they nurture and groom these young men and women into who they want them to be. We got to change the cycle, people. We got to change
this. But you see, crime is crime. I mean, we talk about role models, and you look at the national level. I mean, what kind of role models are we seeing coming out of our leadership?
Well, again, we got to start role modeling role modeling at home.
Look at what we see on TV in leadership.
Well,
right?
The system is designed. We have a system in place. So if you commit a crime, you're going to pay.
I mean, absolutely.
That's I mean, you can cry. Your mother can go down there and plead. But there are laws on the books specifically to put them away.
Absolutely.
And that's what they're doing. I mean, when you talk about getting life
at 18 or whatever that is,
you know, there was one person that pulled the trigger that shot the kid.
Only mm-hmm. one person, but the
but
people
if
that
you
were
social- but if wow. you were in the car, four or five people, then they're all being
yes.
complicit.
That's right.
They're all given life.
They're all given the same sentence.
So in this case, you've got two more bodies to feed the prison system.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And that's all it is. They're numbers. They feed them. They clothe them. They warehouse them. They ever get out, they come back and they can't do anything.
Yeah.
And they go right back
recidivism.
Into. Yeah. So yeah. that's where we are.
Yeah.
And just, you know, I'm a proponent of police. We need police. And we need certain numbers for the number of your population. But, ladies and gentlemen, hiring police officer is not just the answer.
No, it's not.
I mean, I don't know why we run away from the term prevention.
Exactly.
Huh?
Right. Yeah, there you go.
And we're going to
maybe that's a
society.
Liberal term. Right. I don't know.
Well, we're gonna delve into that and find out some of what our guest thinks about some of these comments and things that we've done. But we're going to wrap up this first segment. I want to thank you all for listening to Praise 107.9 FM, the Empowerment Hour. This is Larry Williams, Dr. Richard Danford, Jarman Leitner, and our special guest will be on in the next segment. Listen, if you want to call in, area code 904-296-2251. 296-2251. We'll be back after this song from Aretha Franklin. We're going to do Aretha this morning.
Okay.
In the snowy cold of winter, underneath the cloudy sky, in the middle of December, you share the thinking why. Why do the leaves fall? Why does the sky fill up with gray? Where do the birds go?
Where do the birds go?
Think about it.
She
says, change. Change, they always change.
Sometimes life is gray like winter, and the tears fall from your eyes. Your heart is cold like December, and you start to wonder why.
Just like the sun has got to shine, just like a pump has got to rhyme, just like a river has to flow, just like the wind has got to blow.
Just to know that you're with me when the season changed. Aretha Franklin is the queen of soul. Rest in peace. And it's always an amazing thing when we lose some of our special folks who have brought a lot of entertainment and joy to our lives over the years.
This is a special day, right? She's been...
Yes, sir.
She's going down today?
I believe it is, Doc. I haven't kept up with it as much as I should. But for those of you that are viewing us on Facebook, and we have a special guest. Doc, introduce our guest. You've known this young man here, and he was at your program the other night and had a very impressive testimony. So I'm going to allow you this opportunity to introduce our guest.
Sure. I mean, it's a pleasure. We've got Leofris Thomas Jr.
Right.
Of course, his dad is a well-known minister here in the city, a great guy, and his son is following in his footsteps in terms of doing good works and good deeds, and we're proud of him. We look forward to young people that are, you know, have a positive message and trying to improve the community. So, good morning, Leofris.
Good morning. Good morning. How you all doing?
Yeah, we're great.
We're doing excellent, man. And thank you for coming on the show this morning.
No, thank you.
As I mentioned, you know, your testimony moved me the other night, and I wanted to have this opportunity to bring you on and share your story with our listeners. It's an intriguing story. I hope those of you that are looking and listening on Facebook and live on the app will enjoy and learn something from what we're trying to do. We're talking about the shootings that occurred last night after one of the high school football games. But Mr. Thomas, tell us a little bit about your program and why you're doing what you do. It's called the Straight and Narrow Project. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And how long have you had this program?
This program started in January 2017.
Okay, so about 18 months or so.
Yes, sir.
How's it going?
It's going excellent.
Oh, good.
I couldn't ask for anything better.
Okay, tell us about what you do with the program and what you're trying to achieve here in Jacksonville with our young people.
Well, the Straight and Narrow Project, we're a youth development program for students ages 11 to 18. It was originally 13 years old. However, we've had some elementary parents actually reach out to us and say, hey, move the ages down to 11 because we see that some things that we don't want to see are flaring up early on. Mm-hmm. And they're catching these bad habits and these bad character traits in elementary school, which is different from when I was even coming up, and I'm fairly young, and it looks like the generations are catching up with times quicker and quicker. And
what are some examples of what are they doing?
I've heard fourth and fifth graders cuss a teacher out. I've heard they're getting involved already in gang related things and drugs, and it starts in the home, and what these kids are feeling and what these kids are experiencing, and when that child, once they feel some type of neglect, they go and they try to find it somewhere else. Yes. They love somewhere else, and unfortunately, it's in the wrong places with some of these students.
Are all of these, most of these kids in single parent households? I mean, where there's perhaps their father's in prison.
Well, what we do most of our work is on north side of Jacksonville, so we cater to most of our north side schools and our north side families and communities, and that is the case in some cases. When we go speak to schools and speak to students, and we ask that important question, how many of you live in single parent homes, most of the hands are raised, and they're being raised, especially with our young men, by their mothers. So mm-hmm. when you don't have that father presence in the household, that takes away a big element from a man's or a young man's growth.
Yeah. So when we talk about those things, and we in the first segment we talked about prevention and what are you guys doing to help with that prevention process? What do you have programs in place? Any classes, seminars, anything that you offer to the kids?
We are now, we did start out doing a youth development summit back in 2017. We first rolled out, had over 150 kids and parents show up. Students were able to get jobs, go to get accepted to college. But what we decided to do this year after our second annual development summit, we came back after that summit with over a 90% of overall rating of the summit. And we decided, hey, let's roll out our development program, which is a 12-week program called the Success Academy. Within that Success Academy, we are doing sessions on building character, on leadership, on community service. We're going to be giving back and giving to the homeless and feeding the homeless and doing things for the less fortunate in our community and building up what we see or what others see as something failing, we see as something good and can be built on.
So what kind of funding do you receive? Is this a grassroots effort? A dollar here, a dollar there. I mean, are you receiving funding through the Kids Hope Alliance?
We are not. God has been a blessing in the way we've received funding. I didn't know how this would happen, but the community that we serve has been absolutely amazing. We've had churches give to us in great numbers. We reached our biggest donor, which was Black Knight in Jacksport, who was able to get donate to us earlier for our youth development summit. But our church communities and our other organizations on the north side, black owned businesses as well, we target them because we want them to see, want our students to know that, hey, our black owned businesses that have become successful are investing back into you and want you to be the same.
So is that the primary key for those organizations that are doing positive things in the community for our youth in terms of trying to attract resources to do that? We have to look to the churches. We have to look to the community themselves in order to
Well, one thing I believe is the churches is the key foundation of the community. Back when you look at our history, as far as the black church, at least, we were the politicians, and we were the people that the church was the place that we ran to in order to get help and to get deliverance. And that's what I feel like, if the church is at the center of it all, which is where Jesus Christ is the head of my life and the center of my heart, nothing can fail. So I feel as if Jesus Christ has had me step out on faith with this project, and it's been nothing but awesome. And we have the key responsibility of delivering results to our community. And if the churches are supporting this effort before anybody else does, I'm happy with that.
Okay, that's really a great that we have the churches, we have our small black businesses and the community supporting this, and hopefully some of the other community-based organizations. But you know, we have to be able to find some sustainable capital funding for our organization.
Of course,
we can't just live on events, you know, getting money once or twice a year from these corporations. Corporations have an opportunity to participate and help with some of the relief that we need in our communities.
Correct.
And we need to move away from just depending on government funding for our projects if they're going to be successful.
Right. And I totally agree with you. The money that these corporations bring in is out of this world. And if we, a project like ourselves, I know people, they donate to the Boys and Girls Clubs, and they donate to the YMCA. But if they saw organizations like myself,
right,
who where we walk these streets, where we reach out to these kids that they want to reach and they want to have a deep impact.
At
least they say they do, right?
Right.
But if they see the projects like myself, where we have a group of full of young people who have walked all mazes of life, went off to school or went off wherever they have been, came back to deposit back into the community, and we're actually reaching and impacting kids, they should be able to donate to us and sponsor us and sustain us so that we can continue doing this work on a higher level.
Well, if we're looking at it and these corporations and the government agencies are looking at it, instead of spending that $40,000 a year incarcerating these young men for 25 plus years, they could be investing those $40,000 per individual into our community organization.
Well, the prisons are, but they're being privatized, so you can forget that. This is all about the money.
We're not going to change it unless we bring it to the attention of the people, and that's what the Empowerment Hour is, empowering our people to understand what we need to do and go to these corporations and not only ask for, but if you need to get up on the table and dance and sing or whatever, we need to help our young people. We got to get something else. The same deal that we've been doing all along is insanity. We got to find a different way to accomplish.
And I know we're young, and I know I know some of us look at our age as you know a negative in some sense. But the Bible does say the children at some time must lead. And I think that's what we're doing, and we're stepping up in this generation to do what we have to do on the front line. So that would be awesome to have that support from those companies and corporations.
Well, you know, we're going to have to not only from the corporation, we got to start individually.
Correct.
And supporting our own organizations and our own businesses. And I'm not saying be you know, one thing that a lot of people get twisted, Dr. Danford, is that because we're pro-black doesn't mean that we're not trying to assimilate with the rest of the society. We need to have, you know, it's diversity, it's inclusion. Yeah. These are the buzzwords that these corporations are throwing out there, and we need to hold them accountable to those buzzwords and not just see us when they need a photo op.
Well, yeah. And of course, we are this. I get all emotional when I think about what's going on in our communities, and you know, there's so many organizations that are working extremely hard. And I'll follow up more when we come back on off the break.
Okay. And with that, we're going to take a break on the Empowerment Hour. This is Praise 107.9. Larry Williams, Dr. Richard Danford, Mr. Thomas, and Jarman Leitner in the studio this morning, 296-2251. If you want to join in on the next segment, this is the Empowerment Hour.
The Word of God says to seek first the kingdom of God and all of its righteousness, and all of these things will be given unto you. No matter where you're at in life and what you've been through and what you've done and what you're going to do, draw near to God. God honors a broken spirit and a contrite heart, and He will meet you where you are. Draw near.
Whom have I in heaven but Thee? And there is none on earth that I desire beside Thee. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God, You are my strength and my portion forever. I draw near, Jehovah my refuge. I draw near, Jehovah my refuge. I've tried life in my own strength. I've sought joy in everywhere I could, losing who I am. My flesh and my heart always fail. My God, You are my strength and my portion forever. I draw near, I draw near, I draw. Jehovah my refuge, I draw near, I draw near, I draw near. Jehovah my refuge, I draw near, I draw near, I draw near. Jehovah my
Yes. Good morning, back again. Hey, this is Larry Williams, your co-host, along with Dr. Richard Danford and Mr. Thomas from the Straight and Narrow Project, and Jarman Leitner, and she's over here. She's ready to get back in. We kind of missed her in that last segment because she couldn't hear herself. So
she couldn't hear herself.
She couldn't hear herself talking. So can you hear
yourself
talking?
Sounds like me at home.
Can't hear myself and nobody's talking to me. Because Joyce is out doing her thing.
Yeah, hey, when your house starts talking back to you, then we got challenges. Jarman, what's going on? Mr. Thomas over here.
I was just going to mention the program that he has coming up next month in September. Is a 12-week program.
12-week development program, yes. And mentorship program also.
Okay, and where is that going to be located, and how can the listeners, if they want to get involved in that, contact you?
It's going to be located at the Bradham Brooks Library, which is on Edgewood Avenue. So it's Bradham Brooks Library on Edgewood. It's going to be held in the community room each week for 12 weeks of development and one-on-one mentorship program during those 12 weeks. And in order to sign up, you can email us at thestraightandnarrowproject@gmail.com. Or you can give us a call at 904-625-6475.
Now, how often is that? 1 hour a week?
It's an hour and a half a week. You will be meeting from 12:30 to 2 p.m. However, in that time, they will get great topics, great activities, and great lessons. Also, we'll follow up with them from the week before and also survey them on their week. So we'll see how their progression goes during those 12 weeks, along with their mentor contacting the student and the parent to see how they're doing within the homes and within the schools as well.
And so are you looking for more volunteers for your organization? You need some more funding support. What are the things that Straight and Narrow Project needs? That Dr. Danvers was talking off the air, where we have a lot of community groups like yours that, mm-hmm. that you know, could use some more funding. But, you know, we know from experience that unless you're connected with someone, getting some of the city or government funding is probably one of the last things on their radar. We need to get what do you need?
We need, I tell people all the time, we need everything under the sun, because this community, this problem, or this issue, or this opportunity that has faced us, is something that can't be done alone. It can't be done by me. It can't be done by just one organization. However, we all need to come together and do it. So I always encourage funding, because one thing that I have built this program on is that we will not charge our students for anything, unless it's outside of the ordinary or something that we just don't see ourselves providing solely. We have make sure everything we do at the Straight and Narrow Project is absolutely free for our students. So funding, volunteers, we always need more hands on deck to complete things. And we also looking for team members, mentors. If you are experienced in mentoring students, we'll vet you through our system, and we'll make sure you're good to go to deal with the students and their issues that we encounter daily.
It's also important to look at collaborations and partnerships with other like-minded organizations in the community. What efforts are there, you know, to bring some organizations together? So, you know, rather than one organization doing, you know, it's difficult one organization focusing, but if there's a collaborative effort and you kind of pool, not necessarily your money, mm-hmm. but pool your resources, your volunteers, and sort of coordinate some things. Talk about the stakeholders meeting we had on Wednesday night with the collaboration. Was that a good effort to bring organizations together?
Awesome effort, because everybody, and even when you sit back and you look at it, everybody has really one goal in mind. And that's to save the youth of Jacksonville.
Right.
It might have different ways of doing it. Or we might have different students or age ranges that we reach. But the biggest thing that we have in mind is to save the youth of Jacksonville. And if all of us had that mindset to come together, it would be something huge, something that the city of Jacksonville probably has never, ever seen before, rather than just book bag giveaways and come get this and we'll give you that. Now, it's something impactful that the city of Jacksonville can receive and take away.
I can tell you this, is that if with all the backpack drives that we had over this past month, if all those backpacks got the kids, boy, there should be some really, every child in Jacksonville should have a new backpack.
Maybe two.
Yeah, there you go.
In the backpack? Do they have any books? I mean, we talk about a reading problem in our school system. Okay, come on, let's be real. A book pack is fine, but what are we doing about literacy? These schools that are challenged out there, you know, Northwestern, why in the heck are we struggling with an F school? I mean, what is it? Is it that
Black people can't learn.
One thing.
We don't have great teachers in that school. The administrators don't care. No. What about the parents? Do the parents care?
That's the main thing.
I think everything starts in the home. I remember when I was growing up, my parents would read to me, or I would read back to them, and we would they would help me with comprehension on how would I dissect some things. And the biggest thing that I had a problem dissecting was the Bible.
Hey, well, if you can do that,
if you know anything about me, I struggle
seven
with
seven plus
right
years, I'm still having a problem. But I do know that if it had not been for the Lord on my side,
hey, I tell you that right now,
where would we be?
Where would you be?
Well, I believe that some parents, I mean, we do run into this. Harvest Intervention Services, we go into a lot of homes, and some parents don't know how to read. They don't know how to help their children.
Yeah, there we go.
The parents have to make a choice to find what they need to help their child.
Right.
Okay, just because the parents may lack something doesn't mean the child should suffer for that. So
Where do you find that?
Help? PTA.
I know Duval has a parent academy. I mean, you have to look for the resources. There are things that are out there. We advocate for our children. If there's something that they need, we look for it. We find it. We don't wait for it to fall in our laps or to get a flyer in the mail. We pay attention to them. We understand what their needs are, and we try to meet them. And that's what parents have to do.
Well, I think that we have a quite a bit of synergy here, because Jarmin and her business works with young people from birth to 8 years of age, and then Mr. Thomas picks them up at 11. Mm-hmm. In between there's 3 years that we're missing. Mm-hmm. And that's probably why the parents are coming to you asking you for some more assistance. But, you know, getting back to the funding part of it, all these things that we're talking about are great programs. I hear about great, just at the stakeholders meeting the other night, I think there must have been 10 other organizations that are doing similar things as you are. And I think it gets back to what Dr. Danford was speaking about. How can we bring these organizations together and collaborate so that you can go in with some, if for lack of a better word, muscle in your presentation.
Right.
You know, to these to these corporate entities. We've just pat ourselves on the back. We just re-signed one of our biggest clients nationwide, and our deal is going to be forcing them to take a look at how they can be better corporate citizens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how they can invest in our communities without just looking for the photo ops. Mm-hmm. We need to be challenging these corporations in those areas so that we have an opportunity for organizations like yours and the Urban League and others that are really delivering positive outcomes in our community to be sustainable. You know, if we wouldn't have to keep starting these groups over and over again if we could sustain the ones that we have. And the only way that you can sustain these groups and these organizations is through funding.
Right.
Yes.
And sustainable funding.
So, Leofra's, are the kids listening when you look at the shootings? What are we, probably around 70 murders this year? I mean, we're looking at surpassing last year in terms of the number of murders.
Yeah.
Are they listening to us?
Yes.
Who are they listening to?
It's not the kids that are listening are not the ones who are doing it. It's the kids, number one, who probably aren't coming. And it's the kids, number two, who probably aren't listening. And it's number two, the kids who probably can't listen because they're not in school or they're not taking advantage of the things that we're doing. People have to look at the society we live in. It's a song that I like to hear, and it's an excerpt of that song that says, why would you choose to live how society wants you to live? So if society is set up for us to fail, I firmly believe that or society wants you to go to school and fight. They want you to get suspended so you can't learn.
Yeah.
Or if they want you to go out there and kill. African Americans make up 13% of the United States, but we're killing each other off. We're not helping build and grow and multiply. We continue to kill ourselves off. So if we continue to do that, we have to reach those who have that mindset. I tell people all the time, it is not about the environment. It's not about the community. These kids have to have be a product of their mindset. When they're a product of their mindset, nothing else can deter that, because the mind is the strongest part of your body. And it can help you go a long way, even when you're physical training in gym. Your mind is the one that keeps you going, not your body, because when your body tires out, your mind says keep pushing. We have to get those kids to believe that they are products of what their mind believes. So their mind want to be that doctor, that lawyer, that whatever it may be in life. We have to train them to think that way and stop killing each other and putting each other down or whatever the case may be. We have to continue to build each other up. That's from the parents too. Yes. It takes a village. Yep. And if one parent can't sit here and criticize a child for their wrongdoings, then we have a problem. It takes everybody to build this thing back up again.
Yes, sir. And this is Praise 107.9 FM, the Empowerment Hour with Dr. Richard Danford at Urban League, Jarman Leitner from Harvest Intervention Services, Mr. Thomas from the project Straight and Narrow. And he's bringing some great information to us this morning. And I want to thank him for being a part of the show this morning. And we're going to take a break. And the next segment will be the Entrepreneurs Corner. And we're, extending this invitation to all our entrepreneurs who yes. want to do a shout out to their business. Or if you have an announcement that you like about events that are coming up this coming week or in the near future, 296-2251, 296-2251. This is the Empowerment Hour. Set up and yes, great songs, great music. We always try to bring some really awesome praise music on early on Saturday mornings. We thank you for getting up and joining us this morning and every Saturday morning here on the Empowerment Hour. We hope that we bring something to you that you can use and some good the word is always good, but it's always better. We have some callers on the line. We're going to take care of the entrepreneur corner and announcements. Michael Cobb, good morning. Happy Saturday, Michael.
Good morning, Larry. How you doing?
We're doing excellent here. Dr. Danford, Jarman Leitner, and Mr. Thomas in the studio. And we got some other guests in here, but we'll save those for last.
The chillin'.
Yeah, go ahead, Michael. You got a quick 30 seconds.
I like to thank everybody for coming out to Jazz in the Courtyard.
I missed it, Michael.
Guys, we had over 1,000 people in attendance. Oh, wow. They asked you for it. To come back
yes,
again.
Please do another one. I missed that one, Michael. I had a kindergarten orientation to attend.
So that means I didn't get the diamond ring.
You missed out.
Guess what, Larry? We at Accentuate, every purchase today in the Jackson Landing gets a complimentary free pair of earrings.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir.
Y'all just what I need.
Look, go purchase Francine that diamond ring. Yeah.
Larry laughing, boy.
Hey, look, those wheels are turning. That might not be a bad idea. Go ahead, Michael. I'm sorry.
So definitely come in and Accentuate. Been recognized one of the top boutiques here on the First Coast. So in celebration of that, every purchase today will get a free pair of earrings. We located in the Jacksonville Landing.
Okay. Well, we're glad to hear that your business is doing well, Michael, and I'm sure a lot of that has to do with the Empowerment Hour and Praise 107.9. So keep it going and keep on calling every Saturday morning. Listen to them entrepreneurs out there who have businesses that decide to sleep in on Saturday morning when you could be promoting your business or organization. Do like Michael does. Hey, get up and get that business going.
What happened to my salmon croquettes?
Oh, that's the wrong one, Don.
We got you. You come on, we'll get the croquettes.
Okay, just work on planning that next jazz event.
There you go. All right, have a good Saturday, man. Have a good weekend. We love you. Who's next, Doctor? Good morning. Happy Saturday. Morning. This is the Empowerment Hour.
Morning. This is Pastor Walters. King Solomon.
Hey, Pastor Walters. Thank you for calling.
How are you?
We're doing excellent.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I was coming across the bridge and scanning the channel, and I couldn't go past 107.9.
All right. There you go. Hey, you tune into the right thing. God led you right on to where you need to be.
Well, he has a track record of doing that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. Amen. What's on your mind, Pastor?
I certainly want to applaud the platform that you all so skillfully use each day, each week. And certainly want to thank you so much for the music that ministers to us.
Yes.
Particularly in times like these.
Yes, sir.
I do want to say how grateful I am and excited I am. My brother nephew, Leofre Thomas Jr., and the Straight and Narrow Project, for what they're doing, and I want to encourage him to keep doing that. Right. Real quickly, though, I do want to let the Jacksonville community know that every month, every second Saturday in the month, we go out and we minister to the homeless and those who are down in their situation on the corner of...
Thank you.
Well, we're downtown at the Jacksonville Public Library, and we feed, we give away clothes, we give away toiletries, and so I just want to encourage anyone who is interested in donating items that we can be a blessing to the those citizens downtown. Don't hesitate to just come by the church, drop it off, 2240 Forest Street, King Solomon United Baptist Church. We'll be so grateful, and I want to just say, let's continue to pray for our city.
Right, Pastor. You mentioned the homeless. Are you working with the Homeless Coalition at all? We have a tremendous homeless situation, especially downtown on Union Street, on State Street, on Main Street, on Ocean Street,
and all around us. I mean, we're suffering trying to figure out what to do. I mean, they're camping on the sidewalks. They're running over into the streets. They're getting hit by cars, and we're passing by. We're passing and looking, and that's it. And we're waiting on somebody to do something. So who what do you suggest?
Well, I think certainly sitting down with other agencies and churches at least helps us to address some of the problems or some of the issues. There may be some systemic things that we might need to know about, or at least individually we may have to use agencies and the things that they provide to help some of those citizens. But at the end of the day, if you don't do anything at all, obviously that's not the answer.
Right.
So I'd love to work with the Homeless Coalition. I'd love to if you can, I'll reach out to them through my office and love to work with them. And but I think what we can do together will be more monumental than just some of us doing by ourselves.
Sure.
Yeah. And we appreciate that, Pastor. So keep listening to the Empowerment Hour every Saturday morning, 8 a.m., and we'll keep trying to bring some nuggets to you in the community about how we can help with this homeless problem. Have a blessed weekend, and we look forward to hearing from you again on the Empowerment Hour. Our next caller up is Sharon.
Sharon.
Hello. How are you?
Is it Sharon or Sharon?
It's Sharon.
Hey, Sharon. Happy Saturday. How you doing?
Happy Saturday to you and the rest of your panel. Good morning to everyone. You know, I'm calling in representing Two Saints Restaurant and Grill at 89.
Hey. Two Saints is back. Yay. We thought you had gone on vacation.
She's working hard. That's what that is.
you trying to make those salmon croquettes and grits.
Listen, sir, no vacation in sight for Two Saints. As a matter of fact, I want to say thank you to you all for everything that you do for the community and small business and entrepreneurs. Two Saints is very busy, very busy. I thank the community for embracing us. Again, we're at 8968 103rd Street on Jacksonville's west side. I can appreciate Pastor calling, talking about the homeless. I would like to let you know about something that we've become a part of with Miss Jen Weeks. She's doing a blessing bags. And Two Saints is one of the drop-off spots where we're taking non-perishable items and things for the less fortunate and homeless in the form of unused, unopened, wrapped consumables, whether it's tissues, toilet paper, toothpaste, toothbrushes, things of that nature. But Two Saints is one of the drop-off spots, and Miss Jen Weeks and another young lady are heading that up. So we appreciate what people can do. I know that they have given to a couple of homeless shelters. So I don't want to speak out of turn for her, for Ms. Jen Weeks, but she has just made us one of the drop-off spots, and they're accepting donations. And it's a beautiful thing that they're doing for our young men and women who are less fortunate.
Okay.
But again, I thank you all for what you're doing and giving us this exposure. And no salmon croquettes just yet. As soon as we get that on the menu, I promise you will be the first to know.
All right. Thank you for calling, Sharon. Keep up the good work over there, Two Saints. And thank you for calling and informing our listeners about what's going on at Two Saints. This is the Empowerment Hour in the Entrepreneur
Corner.
Looking
to treat you all to lunch. I'm looking to treat you all to lunch, so come see me.
All right. Don't worry. We like free lunch.
Look, we'll have our next business lunch over there.
How
about
that? All right. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
All right. And Dr. Danford, the Urban League, y'all have a 5K event that's coming up?
Yep. Next month.
Is next month?
The Springfield 5K, our fifth annual, I believe it is.
Wow.
So come on down. I'm going to walk. I'm not going to run.
So they do have a category for you and I, huh?
Of course.
Do they have a crawl one?
No. And this is in Springfield, highlighting some of the beautiful homes that are in that community. And I tell you, I don't know if you're aware of it, but the increased number of businesses that have sprung up in Springfield. So Springfield is coming back.
Okay, and I didn't know it ever
and
left.
And our other communities can come back. And
yes,
you know,
absolutely.
At some point, talk to you all about what we need to do, especially in the Kings Road, Myrtle Avenue area, what we're trying to do at the Urban League. But we have something today coming up,
Jaman. Yes, yeah. There's the 58th anniversary commemoration of Axe Handle Saturday.
Axe.
And the 1960 sit-ins. You all have to explain that because I don't know what Axe Handle is.
Well, that was a time when people were protesting to try to sit at Woolworth department store at the counter.
Yes.
And of course, a group of
angry
whites with axe handles beat up the folk.
Okay, the axe handle part. Yes. Okay.
Right, and Rodney Hurst is imminently involved in that. So
okay, and that's today, 1 to 3 at the Downtown Main Library, the Hicks Auditorium. That's 303 North Laura Street. And right after the commemoration, there will be a dedication of the hope and history of the Axe Handle Saturday mural, and that's at 4:00.
Correct. Good. Instead of having Confederate flags, we can have some.
Wait. Stuff. Let's not go there with those.
That event is free to the public.
It's free to the public, and we need to make sure that we support all of our events and the folks that are putting these things on. Yeah, this is Praise 107.9 FM, the Empowerment Hour, and we want to thank everyone for listening in and our special guest this morning, Mr. Thomas with the Straight and Narrow Project. Any closing quickly on
do you have your license, Lee Office?
My 501c3?
No.
Which?
Your preacher license.
Preacher license.
Come on, man.
Huh? No, I don't have that
it's
one.
It's gold in them heels, man.
I don't have that one yet.
Yeah, you got that gift. Come on, now. Let's get okay. That license.
Okay, can we take this one call, Steve? I think we can. This is the Empowerment Hour, the Entrepreneur Corner. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Saturday. Quickly. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. I'm tuning into your radio. First of all, I want to give a royal thanks to the crowd, the panel you have there. I'm Terry Harris, born and raised in Jacksonville, and my heart goes out to what you're trying to accomplish in the city. I'm going to pitch my spiel real quick.
Make it quick. You've got 10 seconds.
10 seconds. I'm looking at building a new roller skater rink. It's something for the kids in the community. I'm searching out property in the Regency area, so I want to